That's the spirit.
Peter Lynham.
And how are you today?
We're good.
Very good.
Nice sunny afternoon here in Auckland City on a Monday.
It certainly is, and I'm standing outside in the sun waiting for my friend to get a warrant for his boat trailer. In a queue.
Whereabouts? Where do you get a warrant for a boat trailer?
Kingsland. That's a train going by at the moment.
Very nice. That's the spirit with Peter Lynham, live from Kingsland.
Yeah.
Now, Peter, what are we talking about this afternoon?
So I've been intrigued by this moment of in history, really, when Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham, has had all his venues cancelled for his planned crusade in England.
Now, he's a fairly conservative evangelical
evangelist. He's going to hold a big crusade and wanted big arenas where he could attract the crowds and make a real impression and hopefully do what his father did historically in England in 1954-55.
Who's cancelled him? The individual people running the venues?
The venues. Mm. They're all public venues.
I see.
And they've all reached the conclusion that his hostility to LGBT people and his declaration, sort of Israel Folau type statement, that they're going to hell, is unacceptable in the tone of England and in the sort of public ethos of these venues.
Good-o.
Was his crusade going to be heavily focused on this in particular?
Not at all. There wasn't any reason to think this was going to be a focus of what he said, though doubtless, I mean, he would be using the usual evangelistic technique of wanting to make people feel sinners, so that might have been part of his campaign, though I couldn't imagine a lot of LGBT people be queuing to go to hear him speak. So it's a little bit of an interesting case, because views like that are permitted, but very dodgy in terms of the public values that England, like Australia and New Zealand,
What's the argument here? Free speech, blah, 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 that kind of thing?
I think there is very clearly an argument for free speech, that anybody should have a right to say what they want.
But he can say what he wants in a park or something, but if he wants to say those things in someone's venue, they have the opinion to...
Well, precisely. I mean, you might recall when the conservative Canadians were planning to come to New Zealand...
I do.
...and do their conservative values, not exactly on the same issues, but similar issues, then all the venues cancelled on them. So it's pretty familiar territory that public venues increasingly put the values of the people they're doing to the test. The puzzle, of course, is as to, you know, how far free speech extends and, you know, what would they include and what would they exclude? Because these venues might well include, say, boxing. And for some people, boxing is totally abhorrent.
Yeah, I mean, what we know about brain injuries now. Yeah,
precisely. So there's a series of interesting issues, but at the moment, religious tolerance is very, very high in public values.
I guess you've got to look at the fact that he is saying racist and homophobic things essentially to make money.
Yes, I suppose the crusade has to pay its bills, and I'm sure it has a collection. So, yes, there's an aspect of that. Because the interesting thing is that in the States, he's got a big reputation among conservatives, and he can easily fill venues, equivalent venues in the States, and nobody would raise probably... Well, some would raise an eyelid, of course, and some would complain. But he would be permitted to do it in the States. In the British tradition, which we also follow, that's just not acceptable.
Why did he want to go to Britain and stick over there?
See, this goes right back to how Billy Graham made his name, because Billy Graham was got going in the 1940s when the Hearst newspapers gave him a tremendous push and enabled Graham. They pushed Billy Graham through the newspaper, Los Angeles Times and the like. And then Graham came to Britain, and almost all the traditional religious figures were incredibly hostile because they said, we don't want this style of evangelism in England. And Graham bent over backwards to show that he wasn't actually going to be criticizing people, and that, in fact, he could fit in with the British tone. And, in fact, gradually he gained huge success, and this made him a big figure in the New Zealand Crusade of 1959, really followed on the success of those British campaigns. So, you see, going international is a big way to make a difference. Franklin Graham, you know, was in New Zealand in a crusade in the late 90s. I can't remember the precise date. And at those days, of course, I don't suppose either his issues he'd been stating much in public, or the press wasn't nearly so sensitized to the issues.
Does he just have some sort of sense of, political purpose on behalf of, the current US government? Almost like a cultural imperialism?
Not explicitly. Much of what Graham stands for, of course, is very in line with the Trump emphases. And Graham has been very noted for backing Trump very publicly, and so I'm sure that would be noticed by people. But of course, there's another side of even British society which is very pro-Trump, like Boris, for example.
We've had a couple of interesting texts come in, Peter. Someone has said a local church would not let me hire a room for a yoga class. They said it was against their values.
So, I mean, churches draw their lines in different places, don't they? And, I was locking the church, one of the churches I'm involved in, the other day, and some people came by and said, can we hire the church to do a fashion parade? And I said, well, I don't know. You don't know. Because presumably some questions would need to be asked, especially in the kind of sacred space of a building. People do worry about the associations. I said, I know you'd get away with it at St. Matthew's.
They're crazy over there.
Yeah, that's right. But, St. Matthew's is a really significant public venue, but a lot of other places are very, very coy. Yoga seems on the... a bit extreme to want to ban yoga. But, some versions of yoga are, in fact, thinly disguised Hinduism. Others, there will be no reference to religion whatsoever.
Yes. And someone has also messaged in saying, not a lot of Jews would have gone to see Hitler speak, but it would have been better if he hadn't been allowed to speak.
Yes. I was reading a very interesting discussion about whether Hitler could have been stopped if in the early days people had been much more fussy about what was tolerable, what was acceptable. And it's true. You give a person a public venue and that gives them status. If people said, for example, that something is happening in, the Vector Arena, then there's a certain credibility that comes because you hire a venue that's got a lot of public reputation. So I presume that the venues are trying to protect their own public reputation.
Very interesting, Peter. Hey, we will wrap it up there for this week, Peter Lynham, and we'll check in with you next week.
Excellent. We'll see you then.
Good luck with the warrant.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers, mate. It's like going to the dentist.